Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we're plunging into the latest from the Ohio Valley Educational Service Center, OVESC, as they kick off their 2025-2026 school year. We've got their August 2025 update document right here, and it's absolutely packed with insights, new initiatives, new team members, some pretty significant strategic shifts.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission today is really to sift through this update. We want to pull out the most important insights and explore not just what's happening, but why it matters. Why it matters for the educators, the students, the communities OVSC serves. It's about understanding the ripple effects, really.
Okay, let's unpack this then. It definitely sounds like a dynamic period for OVESC. Lots of new beginnings, real forward momentum. Get ready for some compelling details and hopefully some key takeaways that will leave you feeling truly well-informed about what's happening in the Ohio Valley's educational landscape. So to set the stage, Superintendent Dalton Summers extended a warm welcome back to all educators, staff, district partners, for the brand new school year.
Yeah, and what stands out here, I think, is the strong reaffirmation of OVSC's core mission to hashtag serve. This isn't just some tagline, right? It's presented as a guiding principle, supporting, empowering, collaborating with member districts.
It really underpins everything they seem to do.
It does, from delivering specialized educational services, fostering professional development, even innovation in the classroom. It seems to be their North Star for ensuring the best outcomes.
And part of that welcome back includes, fresh faces and growing partnerships, too. OVSC is excited to welcome several new superintendents to the region, and maybe even more notably, Caldwell Exempted Village Schools is their newest member.
Ah, Caldwell. Yeah, we should definitely circle back to that.
We will. But it certainly signals a season of growth, maybe renewed collaboration. Now let's turn our attention to some pretty significant personnel developments, especially those focused on enhancing education quality. OVSC has welcomed Jennifer Blattner as their new Director of Literacy. She started August 1st, 2025.
And her background, it's really quite remarkable. She brings this deep passion for literacy instruction, plus decades of classroom experience. Recently retired from Rolling Hills Local School District, she's been an ELA teacher, an intervention specialist, a social studies teacher. Gives her a really broad perspective.
Right, and what's even more compelling, I think, is her ongoing role as an ISE instructor. She delivers high-quality OG Plus and morphology literacy training. For anyone maybe not familiar, OG Plus is Orton-Gillingham Plus.
A really important approach.
Exactly. Yeah. Multi-sensory, explicit reading instruction, often crucial for students with dyslexia, Her work there provides ID-accredited professional development to educators, actually, nationwide.
Her credentials are, frankly, exceptionally strong for this director role. She's got a master's in curriculum and instruction. Plus, she's an IDEA Structured Literacy Dyslexia Specialist Level 5, an ISE OG Master Instructor, and an MSLX Dyslexia Practitioner, too.
Those are serious certifications.
They really are. They denote profound expertise in evidence-based reading instruction, particularly for students maybe struggling or with learning differences. Her whole mission, it says here, has long been about improving PD and working collaboratively. Teachers, coaches, admins, all grade levels.
So she seems perfectly poised then to align with that literacy department focus they mentioned, relationships, responsiveness, and results.
Absolutely. A really significant hire for them.
Sounds like her arrival could be a real game changer for literacy initiatives across the districts OVSC serves.
And beyond literacy, they're also bolstering their preschool team. Mrs. Betsy Tornis is their new preschool nurse. She brings over 20 years of nursing experience, and it's not just medical care, but also that crucial emotional support and health education for kids and families.
That's so important at that age.
It really is. She'll be overseeing health screenings, managing daily medical needs, providing valuable health training to staff, too. Her presence, they say, ensures the youngest students are in truly capable and, caring hands.
Good to hear. And the Opportunity School, they're also seeing some key new faces as they start their third year. After saying farewell to Mrs. Zulek, who dedicated an incredible 33 years to OVSC, by the way.
Wow, 33 years.
Yeah. They're now welcoming Ms. Mary Joan Evans as the intervention specialist for the K-5 classroom. And Dusty Porter is joining as one-on-one support staff for that same K-5 classroom, which apparently is currently full.
Okay, so demand is high there.
Seems so. They do still have a few openings, though, in their 612 classroom and the online program. All right, building on that theme of strengthening the OVSC network, let's circle back, like you said, to that big news. Caldwell Exempted Village Schools has officially rejoined OVESC.
Right. And what makes Caldwell's return particularly significant, I think, isn't just about their growth. It kind of reflects this broader trend in regional education, you know? Districts increasingly seeking more specialized, shared resources, collaborative support.
Makes sense. Leverage that collective expertise.
Exactly. Superintendent Summers himself noted Caldwell's, quote, tremendous momentum, and that they're doing amazing things. This renewed partnership really signifies a fresh chapter. OVSESC can now support Caldwell with a whole range of services.
Like curriculum, instruction, PD.
Yeah, curriculum, PD, student programs, special ed, even crucial administrative support. It's about leveraging that collective knowledge to inspire growth across the board.
Okay, another area showing remarkable growth and actually securing vital resources is the MOVESC Driving School. They've had a really productive summer, it seems. 12 new instructors earned their Class D driver instructor license.
12 new ones. That's quite a few.
It brings their total up to 79 certified instructors. Pretty impressive. They're also busy hosting state-required continuing education training sessions and coordinating the annual vehicle inspections.
Standard operations, but important. But here's where it gets really interesting, right? The grant.
Yes. The MOVESC Driving School Program was awarded a substantial, get this, $100,000 community grant from the Honda Corporation.
Wow. Okay. That's a big deal. $100,000.
Huge boost. How are they planning to use that funding?
Well, according to the program director, Richard Hall, the funding is perfectly timed. They're nearing the end of their third year. It'll provide critical support to their original partner districts, mainly enabling them to update their driver education vehicles.
Ah, keeping the fleet current. That's essential.
Absolutely. And continue offering high-quality instruction. It's just a prime example of how corporate support can directly impact and strengthen local educational initiatives, making sure students have access to vital skills. And, you know, this grant also sparks an interesting question for the future. What other partnerships or funding models might OVESC explore to keep this program going strong?
That's a great point. Sustainability is always key. Okay, let's shift gears slightly and unpack some important policy changes. These could reshape various programs. The revised Ohio's Gifted Operating Standards, that's officially OAC 3301 Fifted 9 Hens, the state guidelines for gifted, they took effect July 1st, 2025.
Right. And what's particularly insightful here are the specific shifts. One notable change. They removed the requirement for whole grade screening in creative thinking.
So no more screening every single student for creativity?
Not as a universal requirement. Districts still need to assess creative thinking if a specific referral is made, but that broad mandate is gone. And perhaps even more significant, another update, is the elimination of earmarked professional development funding for gifted education in the state budget.
Ooh, that sounds impactful. No dedicated state money for gifted PD anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's going to fundamentally impact how districts plan and support training for gifted services. They'll likely need to reallocate existing funds or, you know, seek alternative sources. It presents a real challenge, honestly, something districts will need to navigate strategically.
And for districts trying to figure this all out, the Director of Gifted Services, Kaylee Gates, she's the primary point of contact to help navigate this new landscape.
Good to know who the point person is. Moving to internal ops, OVASC also welcomed staff back for the 2025-26 school year. They had a new employee orientation at Washington State College of Ohio, followed by their opening day festivities.
Setting the tone for the year.
Pretty much. Superintendent Dalton Summers addressed all staff virtually, focused on mindset, ownership, and, importantly, well-being. It sounds like a thoughtful, kind of holistic approach, aiming to set a positive and efficient tone, emphasizing a supportive environment.
Finally, it's always important to acknowledge those who've dedicated significant service. OVESC expressed deep gratitude to Wanda Hockenberry. Remarkable 27 years of service as a school nurse. Wishing her a well-deserved retirement.
27 years, that's incredible dedication.
It really is. And best wishes also went to Lori Lynn. She's transitioning from her role as Director of Literacy at OVESC. She's moving on to become the Curriculum Director for Warren Local School District.
Which, you know, it really speaks volumes about the talent cultivated at OVESC when their leaders move on to such impactful roles elsewhere. A good sign, in a way.
Absolutely. Well, what a truly comprehensive update this was. From pivotal new leadership in literacy and nursing to the rejoining of a key district like Caldwell, and even that substantial grant for the driving school, it's really clear OVSC isn't just reacting. They seem to be actively strengthening that mission to hashtag serve and adapting to this, well, constantly evolving educational landscape.
Yeah, broadening our perspective for a second, these updates really paint a picture of a dynamic educational service center, continuously refining its offerings, expanding its reach. The changes highlight a strong commitment, I think, to PD, to student well-being, strategic partnerships, all while thoughtfully navigating these significant shifts in state policies. It really demonstrates how OVSE operates as kind of a crucial hub for regional educational excellence.
So let's bring it back to you, our listener. What's the ultimate impact here? A crucial question, maybe, to consider is how might these targeted investments in specialized areas like literacy, the expanded services like the driving school, the return of key partnerships, how might all this fundamentally reshape the educational landscape and maybe reshape student opportunities in the Ohio Valley in the years to come? We encourage you to think about how these strategic moves could create some real long-term ripple effects, hopefully fostering a more robust and responsive educational system for everyone involved.